It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Here. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into our Florida legislative update as we've now begun the Florida legislative session. Four Americans are missing after they were kidnapped in a Mexican border city, according to the FBI. There's now a $50,000 reward from the FBI to for their safe return. Then Chris Rock slammed Will Smith and Meghan Markle in his latest Netflix special, and we covered some of those audio clips last hour. We'll do so again next hour. Then protesters have damaged property at a site that was planned. It was a new planned police center. It was going to be called Cop City in Atlanta. Protesters ended up burning vehicles, throwing construction debris at the place, creating all kinds of damage. And so that happened just recently as well. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Florida legislative session kicks off tomorrow, technically, but we already have a bunch of bills that have been introduced, and some of them just kind of a rash of bills that were introduced today in the Senate, so in the committees. So one of them is the bill that is going to be dealing with, it's a presentation from the Florida Partnership to End Domestic Violence, Executive Director Amanda Price. And the bills are dealing with things like domestic violence, but also Kratom. There's a Florida Kratom Consumer Protection Act. So if passed and ratified, the measure would ban the sale of Kratom to people under 21 and require processors to ensure products are devoid of dangerous non-Kratom substances. And so Kratom is a new thing. They were starting to sell it in convenience stores. At one point it was banned. Then there's pushback and then it came back. Some states have it banned completely. Others just regulate it. Yeah, it's apparently a product that can get you high, I guess. So they're trying to make it to where you have to be at least 21. And one of the big concerns is what I just mentioned right there is that a lot of the Kratom products have other things mixed into it that can really create adverse side effects. Remember the whole bath salts situation where people take these bath salts and it would kind of make them go crazy? And it was kind of that kind of thing right there. So they're just trying to have some sort of regulation to allow it to be sold in Florida, but allow it to be sold only to those over 21 and make sure that it doesn't have a bunch of other stuff mixed in with it. So there was a bill that would that basically was going to deal with the rumored upcoming federal ban on natural gas stoves. So basically this would prevent that from happening in Florida. Like, okay, national government could do it, but we're going to be able to keep them here in our area. Okay. Then Florida law provides that a wrongly convicted person is eligible for $50,000 for each year he or she spends behind bars. The Clean Acts provision that was just introduced disqualifies them if they have more than one nonviolent felony conviction. So the new bill removes that caveat. So the clean bill provision says you don't get it if you have more than one felony conviction. What was just proposed, SB 382, would take that out of that requirement, that caveat out of there. There's a bunch of new bills proposed by the Senate Health Policy Committee, one of which is a bill that would impose new regulations on telehealth services provided by dentists. So we've been talking about telehealth for probably about 4 or 5 years now. It seems like it comes up in every legislative session. In every legislative session, the Florida legislature grants a little bit more towards telehealth. And as that is becoming more and more popular, more and more people want it, there is a need for it in some rural areas where doctor's offices may not be close by. But I think there's also a need for it just to for efficiency factors. There's some things that you don't need to go to the office for to get diagnosed with something. So this is one that would impose new regulations for dentists doing telehealth. And then another bill is one that would expand the scope of the practice of certified nursing assistants. Remember, this came about, I want to say 2 years ago, where they allowed certified nursing assistants to be able to basically practice certain types of medicine, certain types of things on their own without being underneath a doctor. This bill would expand that scope. It would allow those with 1 year of experience and some additional training to pass out medications to nursing home residents and home health agency patients. So those are just some of the things going on in the like last minute bills that were introduced in the Florida Senate as we get ready for the legislative session that begins tomorrow. And every day here at this time at 4:10, we're going to be doing a Florida legislative update for you as well. There's also a bill that was filed pertaining to human trafficking victims. The two bills basically would extend protections to human trafficking victims in court proceedings. And so the bills were filed, and they have the support of Attorney General Ashley Moody. So they would prohibit depositions of individuals, including human trafficking victims, charged with certain crimes in certain incidents. Human trafficking victims are also called as often called as witnesses in cases brought against their alleged captors and trafficker. The bill prohibits them from being deposed, as well as those who are under the age of 18 or have disabilities or something like that, from being prosecuted in any crimes. So there's a whole bunch of other items pertaining to that whole arena, but those are just some of the bills that were filed last minute to get ready for the Florida legislative session that begins tomorrow. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Slow moving traffic on Mobile Highway in both directions. This is going to be in between 9 Mile and right near 9 Mile on Mobile Highway. Again, both directions, that's due to construction. I-10, I-110 showing nothing to slow you down. Slow moving traffic on North Palafox Street northbound. This is going to start slowing down right around Hancock Lane and going to clear up around East Burgess Road. 29 in the same area right near Marcus Point Boulevard northbound. Expect some delays as well as typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
I got a couple of texts here. Bobby, why ban gas stoves? So there's a push from the federal government, or it's being discussed in the federal government, to go ahead and ban gas stoves. So this is from the Biden administration, and the U.S. Safety Agency is considering this. Why? Because gas stoves emit pollutants that have been linked to respiratory problems, including asthma. They also have nitrogen dioxide and carbon monoxide. And this is a study that was released in December. And basically, since then, the U.S. Safety Agency is considering some sort of ban on gas stoves, which obviously is freaking a lot of people out, but it has this study in December shows that it's been a linked to childhood asthma. So particularly childhood asthma is what it's been linked to. So that's why they're considering that. And so Governor DeSantis and the Florida legislature wants to try to pass something that basically would protect Florida if that happens, where we'd be able to keep our gas stoves. Got another text here. Bobby, could you please repeat what happened in Atlanta? So this is Cop City. Cop City is this new police training facility that was being built in Atlanta. According to police now, 35 people have now been detained with charges pending. I guess nearly 150 protesters stormed the place yesterday, the new public safety training center, and they burned construction equipment, like literally set some trucks on fire, threw large rocks at the police and Molotov cocktails. Yeah. The Atlanta police said a group of violent agitators took advantage of peaceful protesters around 5:30 when they changed into all black clothing and made an attack against police officers and the construction equipment. And they also threw bricks and fireworks at officers and things like that. So, the officers used non-lethal restraints to make arrests. And so far, over 30 people were detained and arrested, and charges were forthcoming. And he did say, too, that preliminary information shows that most of the agitators, the ones who were throwing Molotov cocktails and bricks and stones, were not even from the state of Georgia. So that's just a little bit right there. It's Pensacola right now. Oh, and Governor Brian Kemp from Georgia said the people who got involved with this, you know, took advantage of a peaceful protest, chose destruction and vandalism over legitimate protest. As I've said before, domestic terrorism will not be tolerated in this state. We will not rest until those who use violence and intimidation for extremist end are brought to full justice. So that's kind of the update on that situation in Atlanta. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bobby, whatever happened to the legislation where permanent alimony was to be changed? Last year, it never passed it never got past the governor's signature. So it went through legislation. It went through all the, look, it's going to come up again this time. They bring it up every time. Sometimes it passes through committees and doesn't even get a floor vote. Sometimes it gets a floor vote. Last year, it got a floor vote and it passed, but it didn't get past the Senate and therefore never even went to the governor's desk. So I'm sure it will be introduced again. If you're not familiar with what that is, Florida is one of a handful of states that still has permanent alimony for a status. So if you've been married for over, I think it's over 10 years, then you can get permanent alimony. It doesn't matter when the kids are out of the house, and doesn't matter if you've been married for, you were only married for 10 years, but now, you know, 30 years later, you're still getting alimony. So there's been proposals to try to change that and make it more like if you've been married for 10 years, you get 10 years alimony, 5 years, you get 5 years alimony, things like that. But it's never been able to pass the legislature. So we'll see. They'll try it again this year. I guarantee it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So Leap for Change, that's the Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects that were going to help provide basic needs for food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, thank you. This past weekend, it seemed a lot of people decided to cross the Bob Sykes Bridge to Pensacola Beach, backing up traffic through Gulf Breeze, causing a few folks to ask if this was an increase over a year ago at this time. News Radio contacted the Office of Commissioner Robert Bender to compare this past weekend to the same weekend last year, only to discover that both weekends had basically the same traffic count, around 53,000 cars. It seems that on one of the first nice, sunny, warm weekends of the year, everyone gets the same idea. Let's go to the beach. President Biden visited Selma, Alabama yesterday for the Remembrance of Blood Sunday. That's the March day in 1965 where protesters were beaten by law enforcement while trying to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Governor Kay Ivey was not in attendance for the event, but welcomed the president in his visit. Biden spoke for around 20 minutes in Selma. And finally, Bobby, only in Boca Raton will this happen. A Florida woman, if she has her way, March 10th will someday be observed as National Sugar Daddy, Sugar Mama Appreciation Day. In a video posted online, the young woman identifying herself as Ashley informed attendees at a recent local board meeting that Boca is the home to the largest per capita population of sugar daddies in the U.S. She, who's also accompanied by an unidentified elderly man, went on to point out that Sugar Daddy Mama Appreciation Day would honor those who have given so much to help support the local economy. She noted that these noble citizens are responsible for college education, cars, homes, vans, jets, and the occasional body enhancement.
I see.
Only in Boca. Trust me.
Only in Boca. We were just talking last hour that half of singles worldwide have tried dating apps. They need a dating app of how to get a sugar mama, a sugar daddy.
We need that dating app. No, those apps are there.
They're already there?
Yes, they're already there. A friend told me. That's all I know.
Well, have them send me the link. I could use me a sugar mama. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. We have slow-moving traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in both directions in between 9 Mile and Beulah Road due to construction. On 29, slow-moving traffic in both the north and southbound lanes. That's Pensacola Boulevard at Stumpfield Road and at North Palafox at Stumpfield Road. This is going to be showing delays on North Palafox right around Airport Boulevard and is going to continue all the way through West Burgess Road. And we do have typical afternoon delays, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Greasy Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we got your daily dad joke for you. Also, an update in Baldwin County as it comes to like Airbnbs and VRBOs. That comes up next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There's been discussion about this happening here in Fort Walton County, in Escambia County, even Santa Rosa County. Well, Baldwin County just passed it. If you're going to have a short-term rental business or short-term rental property, like an Airbnb, VRBO, you now have to have a business license in Daphne. So apparently over the past 3 years, they've seen a 40% jump in Airbnbs, and so they've decided they want to go ahead and start having licenses for that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Tesla founder Elon Musk is originally from South Africa, which is strange. You'd think he'd be from Madagascar. Think about it. Pronounce it mad at gas car. No? My wife just completed a 40-week bodybuilding program this morning. It's a baby girl. Weighs 7 pounds, 12 ounces. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun. Boy, run, 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 run.
Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here after our sports hit, got an update on Trump as he spoke at CPAC yesterday. There's a few things going on with his presidential campaign to let you know about. Coming up here also in about 10 minutes, we'll get a Fox News update, our national news partner. And we still have Bobby's brain teases coming up later as well. So top three stories here, and then we'll get into... let me tell you about the Independence for the Blind. Their annual eyeball comes up this weekend at 6 o'clock at the Ballroom in the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. You can change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to help them reach maximum independence in their lives. It's Independence for the Blind, their eyeball. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories. Four Americans are missing after they were kidnapped in a Mexico City, Mexico border city, according to the FBI. They are now offering $50,000 reward for their safe return. Chris Rock slammed Will Smith and Meghan Markle in his latest Netflix special, you know, particularly about the slap, as well as Meghan Markle's complaints against royal family. And protesters damaged property at a site that was supposed to be the planned police center. 150 protesters showed up yesterday. Mostly was peaceful. And then all of a sudden, about three dozen of them got a little bit unruly. Turns out, as they made arrests, they have found that most of them weren't even from the state of Georgia, of course. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, NCAA men's basketball. You've got the West Coast Conference Tournament on ESPN tonight at 8 o'clock. BYU takes on number 16, St. Mary's College. And then after that, it's going to be San Francisco playing number 9, Gonzaga. Oh, no, that's on ESPN, too. I just noticed that. I thought they were both on ESPN. Only the first game is. So the winner of both of those games will play each other in the championship game. Speaking of the championship game, we're 15 minutes away from the tip-off between University of South Alabama and Louisiana Lafayette for the Sun Belt Conference Championship game in the men's. That'll be at 6 o'clock over at the Bay Center, over the Pensacola Bay Center. So pretty exciting right there to not just have the tournament, not just have the championship game for the Sun Belt Conference, but also a fairly local team being USA, University of South Alabama, being in the championship game. So that's very exciting. Then, let's see here. NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 6:30 with the Atlanta Hawks against the Miami Heat, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans against the Kings. Major League Baseball, neither Atlanta nor the Florida teams played today for preseason baseball. And NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus beginning at 6:30 tonight. None of the Florida teams are playing there either. Then in sports news, the big news story, the New Orleans Saints have signed Derek Carr to a 4-year deal. He's poised to make up to $150 million. I'll tell you what's going to happen to the rest of the quarterbacks on the roster, at least my thoughts on that in a second. Cowboys are using the franchise tag on Tony Pollard. The running back had 12 touchdowns last season. Baltimore Ravens say that the talks are with Lamar will go to the deadline. Lamar Jackson, the quarterback. NFL has reinstated Calvin Ridley after having been suspended for gambling on games. And in basketball, Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant is going to be away indefinitely while he's being investigated for having a gun at a nightclub in Colorado. He apparently had an Instagram feed where he was video where he was waving around a handgun in a nightclub. He's being investigated for it. Now the team is saying he's out indefinitely until that investigation is, they get some better news from that investigation. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Still have slow moving traffic on 29. This is going to be at the intersection of Stumpfield Road in the northbound direction. Expect some heavy delays in the same area on Palafox, North Palafox Street, northbound. Start seeing slowdowns around Airport Boulevard, and that's going to clear up after East and West Burgess Road. On Mobile Highway, we still have slow traffic in both directions in between 9 Mile and Beulah Road due to construction, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, typical afternoon traffic. If you see something else on the roads or you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So a couple things here about Derek Carr, the former Raiders quarterback, now a New Orleans Saint. And so what's going to happen with the three quarterbacks on the roster? Andy Dalton, who basically finished the year as the starting quarterback, even though he came there as a backup. It looks like right now they may release him. That kind of surprises me. Not release him. He's going to become a free agent. So it's, will they sign him again? At the end of the season, it looked like that was the plan. They were going to just sign him again. But now with them getting Derek Carr, it seems like that might be up in the air. They may not re-sign him. It does look like, for all intents and purposes, they are going to release Jameis Winston. So Jameis Winston's definitely going to be released and a free agent. What's going to happen with Andy Dalton? He could become a free agent again, but the Saints may try to sign him to be the backup to Derek Carr. And finally, Taysom Hill, who's technically the third-string quarterback, but also, you know, does the gadget plays and comes in as quarterback every now and then, and he's kind of the all-around player, right? But he's technically now a tight end. Well, over the weekend, they restructured Taysom Hill's contract, and the way that they did so basically made it seem like he's going to be on the team for sure no matter what, because they would take a huge cap hit with his restructuring. If they were not keeping him, they could have easily traded him and had much less cap hit than what they're going to have now. Now it'd be almost four times the cap hit that they would get if they traded him away. So that's it looks like Taysom Hill definitely going to be there. So does that mean they're planning on moving Taysom Hill to the backup position and getting rid of the other two or bringing this up? Don't know yet. Don't know. One thing is we do know that Sean Payton is now the head coach for the Broncos, and he joked before that if he's going to coach again in the NFL, he'd probably trade for Taysom Hill. Well, that'd make it hard for the Saints. The Saints would take a pretty big hit on there if they did trade him away. So my guess is they're going to keep Derek Carr. They're probably going to pick up another quarterback somewhere to be the backup and then keep Taysom Hill in that gadget role stuff. So that's up there. By the way, I just mentioned that the Baltimore Ravens are in talks with Lamar Jackson to restructure his contract. And of course, he wants max money, right? I just saw this article from New Orleans. Up to this point in their careers, Taysom Hill has made more money than Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that's right. The superstar quarterback, Lamar Jackson, has made less money than the perennial backup gadget player for the New Orleans Saints. That if there's any kind of negotiation tactic that Lamar's team can use or Lamar can use to get more money, it could be that. Like, come on, guys. Look what I've done for you guys' team, and I'm making less money than the third-string quarterback for the Saints. Whew. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. President Trump easily won the Conservative Political Action Conference's straw poll. And so a lot of people thought, oh, this would be something that Governor Ron DeSantis might win or somebody else. No, it was definitely Trump. So he got 62% of the vote. The next closest was Governor DeSantis with only 20%, and which is kind of not good for like Nikki Haley, because Governor DeSantis hasn't even announced his name, hasn't even announced his candidacy. Nikki Haley has, you know, so it's like, okay, so she got beat by somebody who hasn't even thrown their name in the hat yet. That's not good. There is, and then President Trump also, now, full disclosure here. So he wins that straw poll, Trump does, pretty handily. But we're starting to see that in a lot of the early primary states, that actually Governor DeSantis is winning a lot of the straw polls in those early states. In other states as well. So DeSantis leads in Alabama, Chicago, or California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Kansas, Maryland, Missouri. So there's a lot of recent polling in state by state that it does show DeSantis beating Trump. But overall, national ones, it shows that Trump leads DeSantis. Once again, does not look good for Nikki Haley when she's not even polling better than Trump in any of the states. And somebody who's not even thrown their name in the hat, hasn't even said they're going to run yet, is winning. You know what I mean? That's not good. Now, President Trump gave his speech at CPAC, and one of the very interesting aspects is that we know that he's being investigated for removing documents from you know, like classified documents, right? New York is going after him for all kinds of different things. People are going after him like crazy for anything, just trying to get some charges pressed against him. And I've stated before, I felt like even if he was indicted, he probably would still run, because you can still run for president, or you can run for any offices if you're indicted. Heck, you could probably still run even if you're convicted. But he, I assumed he would. Over the weekend, when he was speaking to CPAC, he confirmed that if he's indicted with any kind of criminal charge, no matter what, he won't quit the 2024 race. Which, you know, why would he? Because he feels like he, you know, he's just going to fight it in court and might possibly win. So that's why he wouldn't have a problem. You know, that's why he would keep running. So, but he confirmed what we suspected, is that even if he's indicted on criminal charges, he's not getting out of the race. So that's not for the never Trumpers, or the people who aren't necessarily never Trumpers, but are just ready to move on from Trump. That does not bode good news for them. Cause I know a lot of people who are ready to move on from Trump, or who are never Trumpers, are just hoping if he could just get indicted, he won't be able to run, and then we can just move on from him. No, he's not going to go anywhere. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then we'll cover your top stories on foxnews.com, and Bobby's brain teases is all coming up next.
Strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing up the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, bitches on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine.
Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word, and life is not fair. I've been working on my tunnel vision, trying to get a new prescription. Taking swings and even missing, but I don't care. A little bit, breathing more, just a little bit. Care a little less, just a little bit. Like life is woo. I'm making more, just a little bit. Spin a little more.
Pensacola to get right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on Mobile Highway. That's going to be in both directions in between 9 Mile and Beulah Road. Also, northbound on 29, it has improved a lot, but still seeing slow traffic at Stumpfield Road. And that's going to also be in the same area, but on North Palafox Street, northbound, right around Stumpfield Road is where your slowdowns will start, and it's going to clear up after you get past East and West Burgess Road. Typical slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. 98 is checking and clear throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, but we still have some slow traffic throughout Windhaven Beach getting into Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, an Escambia County home was severely damaged in a fire this weekend. The home is in the 2500 block of Talbert Street. It was reported early on Sunday morning. Fire officials say that they could see flames through the roof of the single-story home. The fire was under control within an hour of fire crews arriving at the scene. Nobody was hurt, and officials say no pets or people were in the home when it caught fire. The investigation is ongoing. A bird strike is believed to be the cause of a scary incident on a flight to Fort Lauderdale International Airport. A Southwest Airlines flight out of Cuba had to return to Havana yesterday after an engine caught fire. Airline says birds hit the engine shortly after takeoff. Cabin filled with smoke as oxygen masks dropped from the overhead compartments. One passenger, though, says some masks weren't dropping down and the passengers were punching the roof to eject the mask. He also tells NBC 6 he was terrified and thought he may not make it. And finally, Bobby, a Utah woman is upholding her company's outstanding record of winning a national competition for grocery store bagging. Carly West won the National Grocers Association Bagging Championship late last month in Las Vegas. West works for Macy's, a Utah grocery store that boasts 5 national bagging champions in the last 20 years. Her win got her a nice trophy and a grand prize of $10,000.
Very nice. I didn't even know that they had a championship.
Neither did I.
Competition thing for that. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. It's a senator's office gives health update as Dem remains hospitalized after weeks. So this is John Fetterman, the Pennsylvania senator. They basically gave an update that he's having meetings still while at Walter Reed. He's just having them at Walter Reed. And so he's having committee meetings still with members of his staff and things, and he'll be back as soon as he gets released. But there's no timetable or anything like that. Okie dokie. The other top story on FoxNews.com, The View being mocked after releasing the audience from the mask requirement 3 years into the pandemic. They were still requiring people to wear masks? Sheesh. Okay, that's some dedicated audience right there, I guess. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty. Roughly 20% of American adults, that's one out of five, have zero or limited credit history. Yeah, that's a lot of people just living, you know, paying for things as they go, just without having any kind of credit. When the first Gap store opened in San Francisco in 1969, it only sold two things, Levi's and records. Interesting. George Washington didn't wear a wig. He was really balding on top, curly on the sides, and had a ponytail. He used powder to make his hair look like a white wig, though. He just put some powder in it. So, kind of interesting one right there. And an advertising executive named Cliff Freeman came up with the Little Caesars Pizza slogan and Wendy's Where's the Beef slogan. And he passed away a couple years ago at the age of 80. Came up with both of those very popular slogans. 95.3.